Right now, we're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in Dave Damashek, analyst from NFL Network and NFL.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Damashek, D-A-M-E-S-H-E-K. Dave, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you, fellas? I guess I'm not doing as well as you because you guys got the Miami Heat to root for.
You're right. We're looking forward to Game 5 tonight as they look to close out the Pacers and go to their fourth straight NBA Finals. David, you got a fun opportunity tonight as we're all going to be keeping track of the NFL Network's top 100 players of 2014. The rankings 70 through 61 will be unveiled at 9 o'clock tonight. And then you can see Dave actually as part of the reaction show at 10 o'clock on NFL Network. And Dave, that show looks like you guys are having a lot of fun as you're debating back and forth about the merits of all these guys who are ranked based on what the players have told you guys.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is that the players, we'll get some of the players on the show to react to where they're placed or not placed on the list. And they'll always say, oh, well, you guys got a bunch of Packers fans or Patriots fans, and that's why I'm not higher up on the list. No, player, it is your peers who voted on this list. So if you have issue with where your name is listed here, then take it up with the guys you play with because it is voted on by all the current players in the league. Or not all of them, but a good percentage of them, I think.
Well, Dave, we've been told that a Dolphins player will be on the list tonight. We don't know which one, so we're anxiously awaiting that. But also, I think it was interesting for us down here as being part of the Dolphins to see Charles Clay, the tight end, being the number 89th ranked player earlier on in this list. And so was this a surprise for you guys nationally to see Charles Clay ranked so high?
It was from a national perspective for me, and I am aware of how he really came on and what a tough matchup he proved to be as the season went along. But as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I am too familiar with him because ultimately, really, it's his fault that the Steelers didn't make it to the playoffs. If it weren't for he and Ryan Tannehill coming into Heinz Field towards the end of the season, the Steelers would have ended up playing in January.
Now, Greg, we've talked about a couple of guys being on the list, and we got another guy hopefully tonight. We want to get up to 8, 9, 10 guys, and you know, we'd love for our quarterback to get in. You talk about Ryan Tannehill. Do you think there's a future of Ryan Tannehill cracking this 100 list?
Yeah, I feel like this is a big year for him. I'm sure, have been yapping about that quite a bit this offseason because a lot of people, I think, thought last year was going to be his breakout. But, yeah, I definitely see – the potential for Tannehill to move up this list. Right now, it's funny because Tony Romo showed up last week, and of course, he's the greatest lightning rod in the NFL, you know, in the last decade. People love to debate him. But really, if you had to choose a guy for the next 3 years, I think you could make a case that you might take Ryan Tannehill over Tony Romo at this point. You know, it's that second pack. The top five guys are tough to debate. You would certainly put Brady, Peyton, Breeze, Rodgers, and Roethlisberger, I think, in some order in the top five. And then after that, there's that group that Tannehill is a part of, Luck, Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, RG3, that it's almost hard to compare them to the Romos, Matt Ryans, Joe Flaccos, because all those guys, that last trio and Cutler, they're all in those $18 million to $20 million deals now, and that corrupts the overall depth of the rosters that they're on. It'll be interesting, really, to see how Tannehill and Luck and all those guys stack up once they get into those big second times, those second contracts, when they're starting to make the real big money and all the weight is on their shoulders. Right now, though, I mean, I expect for Tannehill to take it to another level this year in what sounds like an offense better suited to him. If only he takes off a little bit, right, fellas?
That's right. Dave, that's what I...
Joe never run with the ball. He never wants to take off with it. He's got those wheels on him.
Dave, I think you're going to see a little bit more of that with Bill Lazor here coming from Philadelphia, putting in that Chip Kelly offense. I think you're going to see a little bit more of the athleticism of Ryan Tannehill in year number three. But forget this football stuff. I want to ask you, you didn't turn into one of those sushi-eating guys or eating with chopsticks out there in L.A., did you? I hope you still like pierogies and cheddarwurst.
Oh, listen, Kid Jimmy. I remember when I went after, was it a tie? I think you were the quarterback then in 1985-ish, I think.
Yeah.
You were the QB for the Pitt Panthers. I don't remember if McDuffie was on was wearing that.
He was still in Cleveland in high school.
That's right.
Oh, is that right? Well, either way, that ugly uniform that without logo that they forgot to put the logos on. Playing against them, you hit Phil Wallace, number 25, the very short-handed wide receiver, and gave the Pitt Panthers the lead. And then DJ Dozier made a fluky catch along the sidelines, and I think that game ended up tied. That was sickening, but I washed all those issues away. I went to the O afterwards, the best French fries in all the land. I know where it's at.
Okay, I just didn't want you to forget your roots, that's all.
Never, never, sir. I still choose Iron City beer when I find it on draft. Anywhere I go, I still drink that one.
Hey, we're all Yinzers till we go, right?
Yo, dude, I know all about that. Hey, John Congemi, you're the best, dude.
Dave Damaschek, analyst from NFL Network, NFL.com, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS Hotline. Also want to let everybody know that you hear how entertaining Dave is. He hosts his own The Dave Damaschek Football Program, available for download on NFL.com and iTunes, so check that out as well. Hey, Dave, a hot-button topic down here in South Florida as it pertains to the Dolphins, and it kind of continued to be one yesterday. It was Mike Pouncey, and him continuing to put his foot in his mouth as it relates to everything that happened in 2013. Yesterday he was asked about that, said he has no regrets, also said that he doesn't think he needs a psychological evaluation. What do you think of Mike Pouncey and the way this story continues to develop?
Boy, oh boy, it's really tough because it's very easy to ascend up to, like most people did over Memorial Day weekend, a lot of football pundits ascended up to Mount Pius for the holiday weekend to look down on mortals, on young kids who are, you know, feeling it now. They've got all this money. Johnny Football, everybody's so worried about this kid spending his time in Las Vegas. Yeah, he just became a millionaire, and he gets to play pro football for a living. Yeah, let him enjoy himself for a second. It gets murkier when you move into the Mike Pouncey story, but I still think, though, that you can couch it in the ballpark in the same idea that these are young guys. You know, Mike Pouncey, how old is he? 25 years old? Now, that's not to say he shouldn't have more polish on him. I'm surprised that the Dolphins PR staff isn't in his ear more and say, listen, man, come on, it's just not helping you or us or our attempt to move on from the ugliness last year. Just please be cautious about what you're saying. You're representing more than just yourself here. You're representing the whole organization. Like I say, obviously it's no secret that there were some dicey things going on, and now we're trying to turn the page from that. You would think he would feel more responsible, or if he didn't, that the organization would say, please be careful there, pal. But overall, I'm not going to get too crazy about it. He said what he thinks. Do I agree with it? No, but he's with some of the stuff he's been saying, and he gets a little out of line there. But ultimately, he's a kid. And, you know, I'm not going to condemn him too much. I just think for the sake of your team and for Ryan Tannehill and everybody else who's trying to move on, and you certainly think for Joe Philbin in a big year for him and for what the Dolphins are going to be in the AFC East over the next couple of years, you would think that they don't want these distractions. That somebody, if it's not Mike Pouncey taking personal ownership, somebody would get in his way and say, that's not going to happen. If you can't mind what is coming out of your mouth a little bit better, then we have to step in, because obviously Bill Belichick runs the Patriots that way. It's not the right way necessarily. Pete Carroll has shown a new way. Hey, you can say what you want, be your own guy, but, you know, Pouncey is definitely straddling the line and maybe has crossed that line for a team that definitely wants to turn the page from 2013.
Hey, Dave, you mentioned that Tony Romo is the biggest lightning rod for controversy and conversation for you guys, and you also just talked about Johnny Manziel. Is he quickly approaching that Tony Romo status as a guy who, doesn't matter what he does, everything is broken down to a minuscule detail about everything that Johnny Manziel is doing?
Well, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, first of all, the first time in recorded history that Jerry Jones, with an opportunity to make a splashy move, and instead did what seemed like, now see, that's the wise and conservative thing to do. Let's take Zach Martin. It blows up in his face on the first day of OTAs. The guy who they took instead of Johnny Football ends up putting out their most important member of their defense, Sean Lee, again. So there's a certain amount of irony to that one. But I do think, you know, at 34 years old, I think, you know, and now coming off a bum back, in an era when guys like Vince Young basically get a quarter and a half to prove whether or not they deserve to be a starting quarterback, I can't fathom how Tony Romo has got 9 years. I would be interested. If I were the Cowboys, I certainly would have jumped on Johnny Football because, I mean, whatever this guy does, it's getting heat. And, yeah, I mean, listen, is there anyone who the casual football fan is more excited to watch this year in week one? Are they talking about Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? No, they're talking about a guy who played 2 years at Texas A&M. Yeah, I mean, and I join that. I'm going to be tuned in to see what happens in Heinz Field the first, assuming he gets the gig. The only thing I don't like is that Pettin and company up there in Cleveland are pretending this charade, like, yeah, it might be Brian Hoyer, and right now we have Tyler Thigpen ahead of Manziel on the depth chart. Really? Does anyone in the world buy that this is that you're going to have Johnny Manziel third on the depth chart when the season kicks off? Obviously, you're going to start this kid. Let's just cut to the chase because America wants to see him. I'm excited for it. Yeah, I think he's going to be, to answer your question, yeah, I think he is going to be the biggest lightning rod. It would appear he already is, maybe jumping over Tony Romo.
Yeah, he's certainly fast approaching that status. Hey, a Dolphins player will be revealed on NFL Network's the top 100 players of 2014, ranked between 70 and 61 tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network. You can see Dave on the top 100 players of 2014 reaction show at 10 Eastern Time on NFL Network. Dave, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to watching the show tonight.
I appreciate it, fellas. And if I were making the top 100 list of Pitt Panthers all time, Kajemi would be way up there.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Dave.
The 83 or 84 Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State would be all the evidence I need. That would be the game I would
have. Hey, miss you, bro. I hope the Steelers bring it back this year, huh?
Oh, yeah. For once, how about it? Now, this is the year I do think that the Steelers will get back to double-digit wins, but I'll be interested to see and excited to see maybe your Dolphins or maybe even the Bills take a run at the Patriots. Enough of that. Same thing as Romo. Enough with these stories about the Patriots and Broncos and let's get some new blood to postseason.
That's right. Let's get the Dolphins in there.
Dolphins and Steelers in the divisional round. Let's agree on that.
All right.
All right, Dave. Hey, thanks again so much for the time, Dave.
Sure thing, fellas. Anytime. Thanks.